you know, come up with a way to quantify a group's ability by looking at how the group performs on a range of tasks,
mm-hmm.
you know, sort of similar to how you would measure intelligence in an individual. So that was kind of the first new idea here was the collective intelligence factor in a group. But then, yeah, we were sort of surprised to see that the intelligence of the individual group members was not strongly predictive of the group's collective intelligence.
And how did you go about testing this idea, this theory?
Well, so the collective intelligence idea?
Yes.
So the first thing we did is we, again, taking a page from the research on individual intelligence, we sampled a bunch of tasks from different domains of group work, group collaboration. And so we had groups come to our lab for about 5 hours and work on this range of tasks together. And, you know, what we noticed was that, you know, groups that tended to be good at certain kinds of tasks were also the same groups that were good at other types of tasks. So what we could have found was, you know, that there were different talents that different groups had, you know, that some groups would be good at the creative tasks and other groups would be good at the quantitative tasks or whatever the case might be. But instead we found this kind of stable, consistent ability that characterized a group's performance across a bunch of different tasks.
A lot of this seems to fly in the face of, there's all this talk about Web 2.0 where the theory is, you know, all of us are better than each of us individually, so almost the wisdom of the crowds. Does this negate that?
No, not necessarily. What it says is that the correlation was not significantly different than zero, which means that some groups were smarter than the average individuals, but others weren't. It just kind of says you can't totally predict on the basis of the intelligence of the group members that there are some other features that become important.
And what are those features?
Well, so in our study, we found a couple different things. The first and kind of somewhat surprising we found was that the proportion of females in the group was significantly predictive of the group's collective intelligence. But in looking at that further, what we really found was that it was the social sensitivity of the group members. So women, on average, tend to score higher on tests of social sensitivity. In our study, our test was we gave people pictures, photographs of facial expressions, and the individual participants needed to draw inferences about what the people in the photos might be thinking or feeling.
Hmm.
And so what we found in our sample is that women on average do better on such a task than men, and that's been shown in other studies. And so once you factor in the social sensitivity of group members, then the proportion of females was no longer strongly predictive of collective intelligence. Really the social sensitivity.
And is it possible, it seems like, I mean, I'm having been somebody who's put together groups before, and as you, I know federal agencies, you're putting together a team that's going to work most effectively. Is there a way to almost predict what's going to be an effective team?
Well, I think that you can do things that will raise the probability. So it depends on I guess, where your question's coming from. If you're saying, can you predict what group is going to be effective on the basis of individual characteristics, I would say, you know, what our study suggests is that there are some things that would raise the probability that the group will perform well together. But the other interesting prospect that I think our study suggests is that there may be ways to measure the collective intelligence of a group. That is, once they're put together, working together, that would then allow you to predict how that same group will perform in other situations. So that's the other possibility that our study seems to suggest, is that if the ability of a group to perform is consistent and generalizable across different kinds of tasks and settings, then just as individual intelligence is predictive of how an individual will perform in new situations, then you know, conceptually speaking anyway, a measure of collective intelligence could predict how a group will perform.
You'd almost be able to predict how well groups could work together and how successful they could almost be, at least at working together.
Potentially. So in our study, our collective intelligence measure explained about 50% of the variance in how a particular group would perform on a more complex task that we posed to them sort of later on. You know, it remains to be seen and to be tested sort of what period of time our collective intelligence measure would be predictive over. I mean, is it the case that we could go in and give this to a performing group in an organization and then predict how they're going to perform over some longer period of time? That we don't know yet, but we have a hypothesis that we might be able to do that.
Hmm. And I know one of the future aspects, while I was reading, one of the future aspects that you're going to be looking at is the size of the group. Does that have an impact on all this?
Right. So in our study, we did find that larger groups were more collectively intelligent than the smaller groups in the range of groups that we looked at. And so, that's an open question. You know, what is the upper limit on this? How much larger can a group get and still have this kind of consistent collective intelligence characterize how they perform in different domains?
My mom always said that, it doesn't matter. The people who are really successful are the people who are persistent. And there are all sorts of very smart people who don't necessarily be successful. And it's almost like this shows that the group that almost backs each other up it's that group dynamic. And then intelligence isn't necessarily one of the best factors for determining how well together they're going to work together.
Yeah, I think that's right. And certainly, I mean, a little bit tongue-in-cheek, being around a university, we certainly know that it's not always the smartest scholars who are the best collaborators, right? And so, I think this is just another piece of confirming evidence.
So what do you hope that people take away from this research? What should there be their lesson learned?
This kind of intriguing notion that perhaps group performance capability is something that is measurable, something that is sustainable over time and across different domains. I think that can be useful for thinking about how to compose teams and organizations, how to quantify their value potentially. I also think increasingly, because collaboration is becoming more and more a part of what we do in all kinds of different domains, it also calls into a more general question what we consider to be intelligence. So we tend to measure individual intelligence and focus on individual achievement. Well, maybe it's really more about what people can achieve, not just by themselves, but through the resources available to them, through other people, through technology.
In some ways, your study even reaffirms all of us are smarter than each of us individually.
That's often the case. And so I think, we need to continue to explore that and understand what the conditions are that allow that to be the case.
You mentioned you're going to be looking at size. Are there other aspects that you want to study further? And
we're very interested in technology. If we do have a reliable index of collective intelligence, it would be very interesting to look at how much a group's collective intelligence has increased when you add in various technological tools, for example.